I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Is this the way our government should work? Or are we going to wake up from the nightmare and realize it was just a comic strip? The President of the United States has publicly, on social media, told the Senate Minority Leader to go to hell. President Donald Trump then told the Senate to go on recess, which left over 100 nominees left on the table. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to respond.
Donald Trump attempted to steamroll the Senate to put in place his historically unqualified nominees, but Senate Democrats wouldn't let him. In a fit of rage, Trump threw in the towel, sent Republicans home, and was unable to do the basic work of negotiating.
So Schumer's issue is that these are unqualified candidates that need to go through the confirmation process. Republicans like Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, appearing on Fox, says this is hypocrisy.
President Trump is the first president in history not to have one single nominee go by unanimous consent or voice vote. In fact, out of the 125 we've confirmed, the only one they haven't filibustered is Marco Rubio, and that was the very first one.
But Schumer goes after the cornerstone of Trump's negotiation persona.
Is this the art of the deal? Posture? Cajole? Stamp your feet and then give up? This says it all. Donald Trump tried to bully us, go around us, threaten us, call us names, but he got nothing. And he walked away with his tail between his legs.
It's a great point of negotiation for us, because we're negotiating from a point of strength, not from a point of weakness. He's negotiating from a point of fear.
Is it any wonder the recent polling shows both parties are being viewed with disapproval and even disdain, even by their own members? A new AP NORC poll shows only 2 in 10 Democrats hold their own party in positive light, saying mostly it is weak and ineffective. Republicans, only 4 in 10 use positive attributes, less than half. So for now, the Senate is out, the leaders are calling names and saying, go to hell. And if you listen very closely, the Founding Fathers are saying, what the...